Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Don's in the house.
I'm here.
Hey, good to see you, Don. Ava's here.
I'm here.
We are in the house. I'm Eric, and we are the Valley Outdoors. Good to have you with us. We got a lot of things to talk about today. We have an aggravating thing that keeps coming up. It's kind of like, the gift that never that keeps on giving,
it's
I
like
guess.
A mosquito.
Yeah, exactly. It raises a welt. That, we're talking a little bit about wolves going on up in the UP and a controversy going on with that and some people that don't like how many there are. So that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
As a weekly event, it's always nice to have the vision.
First show of the new year.
I know.
When are we ever going to get here?
I'm not complaining.
No. Okay. Glad you asked, Don. So,
yeah?
Yeah. I just pulled this up just a second ago. And it's supposed to be like 33. And this is in Red Wing. We're looking at about 33 degrees.
Central Minnesota,
25 overnight with a chance of flurries. Next Saturday,
yeah.
The high, 9.
Yeah, it's going to cool down.
An overnight of 1.
When do I get to start my snowblower?
Maybe.
I don't think anybody in the Midwest has started their snowblower yet.
Maybe Thursday? Oh, yeah. They started them just to make sure.
Just to see it ran. Yeah.
Driving around your
driveway. I haven't
even
done that.
Is that what you do, Don?
What's that?
It's kind of like when you get your boat and you get it home, and you just go sit in it and pretend you're out fishing.
Yeah, you go vroom, vroom.
That's exactly, and that's about what it comes down to.
Yeah. You know, I got to admit, it's not that I'm missing it that much. It's really nice to have to drive on dry streets without a lot of sand on them, and there's no slush and there's no, you know, spray and salt and all that good stuff.
Walk outside in your sweatshirt.
I mean, sooner or later, it's, you know when we're going to pay for it? In March, early April.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say, you know. I think the season's shifted on us. I hope I'm wrong.
All I know is it's going to be a crazy January, February, because we got to stack everything in. And I don't know how that's going to be possible. What I do know is when I talk to one of the guys that I work with, he's out in Washington State. Yeah. They are absolutely going to get drilled with snow, and it's coming not to us necessarily. I think it's going to head down through the south, through Colorado and that kind of thing, but they're going to get, apparently they're supposed to get 2 feet of snow.
Good for them.
Good for them.
We don't feel bad.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, nicely done.
So that's when winter's coming. It's coming out west at this point. That's fine.
I don't see any problem with that, do you?
No, not at all.
Well, in the snow side of it, we haven't touched on pretty much anybody one of my favorite things in the world, but I'm not a cross-country guy.
Right.
Cross-country skiing is not
It's not what you do.
It's not my thing, but I do like to follow it. And, of course, we've had Jesse on the radio. We've talked about that before.
Jesse Diggins,
local hero from, her parents are from Red Wing /Afton. And she's done well. And
I'd say gold medals pretty well.
Yeah. But is it obviously in one regiment.
Right.
And she is in the lead for the Tour de Ski, which involves so many different elements. And she's in lead of everyone. And
pretty substantial lead as well.
It's never been done in the U.S. for a U.S. cross-country skier ever, men or women.
Yep.
And when you look at some of the keys that they have here, this particular one that they just raced this last week, towards the end of last week, a 20-kilometer classic pursuit. So it involves...
I believe it was in Italy.
Relays, exactly. Yep, yep. And it's unbelievable. I mean, I mean,
she won for like by 57 seconds or something, which is...
Huge.
Is a huge lead.
Huge lead.
Like that.
And, you know, when you look at something like that and the talent that's involved with it, but just, you know, obviously worth the commentary to say Jesse is just rocking it on the circuit. And
I encourage you just to follow her on Facebook. It's Jesse Diggins. That's all you got to put in is Jesse Diggins. And I get updates that she did race last night again in Europe. And she came in, I think, with the bronze. But that's after she took a fall and injured her hip. And the other skiers, all the comments on the thing were praising her for even racing, let alone coming in third.
Yeah.
So I think right now in the standings, I think it's two U.S. girls.
They are. Rosie Brennan is number one, and number two, and Diggins is number one.
Yeah.
That follows up on the race when she lost her pole and her glove. They handed her a pole, and she put it in the ground and skied into it, and it tore her face up, and she was bloody. So she's skiing without a glove on one hand, apparently froze her hand, and finished in the top group there as well. So kudos.
Yeah,
serious
you
kudos.
Know, the interesting thing we'll finish it with, if you follow her on Facebook, you'll see her training regimen. It's unbelievable. And it's all the time. She takes, you know, 4 days off here or 5 days there. But then she's running in the mountains, and I'm going, and she's so thin. And what's really unique about Jessie is her smile. She's got the biggest smile.
And she's the sparkles chick.
She
puts sparkles on all her teammates, guys and gals. She puts sparkles. She says, no race is complete without the sparkles.
Yeah.
And they actually played her song. And I totally, American Woman, they played American Woman at the beginning of the start of the race in Italy as the charge up.
Well,
prequel.
What's really interesting, she's got the Norwegians and the Swedish people that are cheering her on.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. You know, so kudos to Jesse, a fan favorite, a local favorite.
We'll have to get her back on
favorite
sometime.
Of the show. Yeah, I have been reaching out, trying to figure out the best way to do that. So
I think she's pretty tight. You know, we do have a race in Minnesota in February.
I know, I was going to mention that. You can still find out about it. I think the tickets are sold.
Or are they?
Possibly sold out. But definitely check it out. It's going to be coming, I think, in
February. It's the middle of February.
Yeah, exactly. So something to check out there. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. But, yeah, Jesse's pretty strong as far as the local push too, and she's really pushing cross country for women and men across the board. So
yep.
Getting out and being active, so kind of cool. We're going to come back shortly here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the event that went on last week. We didn't quite catch that part of the show. We didn't have it on the news story when we did the show, but we do have it now, and there's some things involving ice fishing and the state of Minnesota. So check it out. We'll be right back. Hang tight.